If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Welcome back, everybody. You're here on the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on Reality Check Radio. And my next guest is all the way from Kirikiri. I'm talking to Craig Lyle about healing from the heart. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Thanks, Natalie. Great to be here. Appreciate the time.
I'm excited to chat with you in more depth because Craig and I met, listeners, Craig and I met at the New Earth NZ Festival, which if you listen to my show, many people will have heard me talk about that, rave about that, in fact. So mark your calendars for next year to come along. But Craig and I met there, and I'm really thrilled today to dive into some of the topics that you are an expert in. Craig, if you don't know him, is a gifted Reiki master, medical intuitive, psychic surgeon, and medium, with an incredible ability to connect to your mind, body, and spirit. His healings are profound and enlightening and often life-changing. And by the way, he works with people, pets, and horses. And his greatest experience and knowledge, he says, comes from the University of Life, which enables him to share his healing gifts and wisdom from an open and caring heart. Well, let's talk about the heart today. This is such a great topic. Before we dive into healing from the heart, Craig, can you give us a little bit of a backstory, a little bit of history on how you came to be in this holistic healing space? What came before?
Well, it's certainly not something that I'd planned to do as a younger person. You know, we go to school, we're told we need to learn, we need to study after school, which I did in sort of agriculture, went into agriculture, was working with animals there, and then sort of went into business, had a number of my own businesses and manufacturing and retail and wholesale importing, the normal things that we're supposed to do, were expected to do to look after our family. And then I had some challenges in my life, as we all do, and went through a lot of really difficult times. And I ended up going to someone for Reiki healing myself, because I was really feeling kind of just I needed something different. I've always been open to alternative stuff, for want of a better word. And I went for some Reiki healing with this person back in South Africa, which is where I'm from. And she did healing for me and saw things in me that I was quite surprised because I didn't know her at all. Anyway, she ended up doing a course. And said, look, I'm doing a Reiki course. Why don't you come along? And I said, well, what do you want me there for? You know, I'm just this normal farmer bloke. You know, what do you want a guy like me for? You've got all these spiritual people that see colors and things. What do you want me there for? So I went and did this course. And as I went through this course over a 3-month period, I started to see things in people that I knew I couldn't possibly know. And I literally just opened this Pandora's box. My gifts were opened up to me. They were always there. But I'd been through the struggle of life as we always do. It's just, you know, you're working and you're trying to do what you're told to, what you think is right. And then you end up with all these things that they tell you need, you know, money and all sorts of things. And you end up with all that stuff. And you realize, man, I don't have any happiness, you know. I have all these things that I'm supposed to have done. I've missed out on some of the time with my children growing up, my two beautiful girls. And I actually missed out on a lot of things. And you start to re-look at life as you get a bit older. But so it came to me through this course where I really wasn't expecting anything. And the things that I saw, I knew I couldn't possibly know. So I used to breed with Appaloosa horses back in South Africa. So I started working on horses because they can't talk to you. They can't tell you what's going on. And it always seemed to be right. I'd say to the person, let me run my hands over your horse and I'll tell you where it's hurt itself. And I was always right. And then I went to healing. I get an intuitive guidance from, you know, an angel, guide, God, spirit, universal consciousness, whatever you want to call it. I was just getting this guidance as to what was wrong, whether it was a minor thing, a major thing, what it needed. And it just stunned me. You know, I couldn't believe how accurate I was in some cases with the horses. And then, of course, a rider would fall off their horse and say, well, mate, do you mind having a look at me? You know? So I slowly moved over to people as well. And it took me a while to get my confidence as such, because it's not something that I thought I had at all. You know, we're not brought up to think about those kind of things. I'm really blessed and honored to have this gift. And it's kind of, that's why I say the university of life. I've had all the challenges of life, of, you know, being successful, failing, being on my knees, going through that process, and to come into the light, for want of a better word, you know, and I don't have a lot now, but I've never been happier, you know. I'm helping people, and I'm just so blessed. So, yeah, it's not what I'd planned, but it just came, and it was meant to come.
Life has a way of taking us on a path. It's interesting. A few of the words you've used really stand out to me. You talked about, you know, the normal thing to do, supposed to, expected to. And a lot of people, they really struggle to move past that, you know, the expectations or, well, I studied in this, so I really should do that. But interestingly, sometimes life just intervenes and it takes us on a different path. My question is, and I know some of our listeners, by the way, when I bring on holistic healing or spiritual type people, which I've done a lot, by the way, in the past year, we've been going for a year now on the Up Your Brave show here. And some people will be leaning in with intrigue and other people will be really resisting this. But I really, as always, encourage them to be open. My question to you, Craig, is, do you think we all have gifts, you know, spiritual gifts? We just don't know it. Or do you think only some people do?
I think that all people have it. And, you know, those skeptic people, you know, this only came about 8 years ago that I discovered my gifts. You know, if you'd said to me 10 years ago that I could put my hands on a horse and run over and tell you, stop at a point the size of a $1 coin and say, that's where it hurt itself, I would have laughed at you.
Yeah.
I said, that's ridiculous, you know. So, you know, we're all just in different processes of where we're going through. So understand the skeptics, because I was one myself. I mean, I can't believe what I'm able to do, to be honest with you. It's like, that can't be, you know. So I'm a skeptic in a sense of my own stuff, but of course, I've had so many miraculous healings that I just have faith that and trust that I'm able to do things that most people can't do. But I personally believe that everybody has the ability to heal. You know, we all have that healing gift in us. I just happen to connect to mine. But in another sense, there's a lot of traditional cultures, Native Americans. I know you're from Canada. And the Native Americans from there, I'm from Africa, the shamans from there, Sangomas as they call them, and all over the world there are these spiritual people that come through genetic lines where families have that gift that comes through with them. So in a sense, yes, I think everybody can connect to it. We all have that divine within us. But I think in some sense also there's, my mom is a medium, and has seen dead people from when she was a small child. You know, they told her that she's crazy and just put a blanket over her head. But she's seen dead people from a young age, never really used it because it was pushed away from her. You know, I said, yeah. Well, you're crazy. So now she's well in her 80s and never really used it as such. And she's really just so grateful that I've discovered my gift and am using it to help people. Not that she regrets not using hers, but she was brought up in an era where it was shut down and pushed down. Mm. So I think there is a genetic line of it in some families. As I say, in the Native American tradition, when a child was born with that, they immediately took them out. The Maori is the same, you know. The grandmothers know which children have those gifts, and they bring them along and they just teach them differently. So I think it's genetic in a sense, but anybody and everybody is able to connect to it.
I'm really hopeful that there is a bit of a culture shift at the moment going on, especially within our culture. I hear what you're saying about the North American and the Maori and other cultures, that I'm hoping that we are becoming less suppressive of that and more accepting, more encouraging of noticing and honoring and acknowledging people's spiritual abilities, because especially after the past 4 years, and I've been doing a lot of interviews lately all around the COVID inquiry, and I really think there is a bit of a shift or transformation taking place around the way people regard spiritual abilities. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, I come from South Africa, and I didn't know a lot about New Zealand, but my daughter had been living here for quite some time. And Maori people that I go to, they embrace me immediately. You know, even though I'm a Pākehā, for want of a better word, they embrace my connection with spirit, no problem at all. I can go to Maori anywhere and tell them what I'm doing, and they accept it straight away because it's part of their culture. they were brought up with that understanding that this realm of ours is not just this physical earth, you know. So, particularly in the European sense, I think it's been pushed out of us. We all come from those lines ourselves. You know, if you're from English descent or whatever, we used to have wizards, and they called them witches or whatever, but people that were spiritual all the way through. But it's been really pushed down for many, many generations with us Europeans in particular. But I said, just interesting, when I go to like Maori in particular here, they are completely open to it. They understand it. You know, and I start talking about the spiritual realm, they have no problem with it at all.
Absolutely. I actually tragically had an experience recently visiting a friend in hospital who was paralyzed at the moment. And the family is Maori, and they are doing, like, they brought in their own chiro to much of the medical staff's resistance. They have a diffuser going. They're using essential oils, copaiba, by the way, and frankincense topically on the body. And they're using hydrogen, you know, high frequency water. They're using rangoa. Like, so it's beautiful. And we were just basically, I was making some suggestions and they're like, already doing it, already doing it, already doing it. Yeah. I love that. And I just think, isn't it amazing when people are open to allopathic as well as holistic and a fusion of those two practices in order to head back towards wellness or better wellness? I think it's a fine example.
Yeah, and there's so many natural plant medicines all around the world, and New Zealand's a typical example of it. There are a lot of natural medicines that can help us with some of that stuff, some of them you've mentioned. You know, Western medicine definitely has a place on this earth. You know, we've all been through operations, heart bypasses, cancer, tumors removed, whatever it may be. You know, we need to have Western medicine. This is not saying we don't agree with Western medicine, but the two can work hand in hand. So when you've sorted out some of that stuff, as an example, if you had cancer and you have it removed, after that you could go through the holistic process of healing. Well, what caused that? Because what I've found with a lot of dis-ease in people, when I tap into it, so I can often pick up something, I can run my hands over someone and pick something like that up, and then I'll pick up something in their past, and it can be, fear, trauma from the past, and I'll pick up something and say, something happened to you when you were a child or 10 years ago, just before this started to develop. I pick that up, and it's an emotional or traumatic occurrence that sits in a person's body. So yes, if you have, you know, if you've broken something and you need surgery, you need to have that. But then there are holistic ways of looking into, well, why has that come about? How can I help myself? So this is not anything against Western medicine. The two work hand in hand. You know, we're blessed with the most amazing operations and things that we have at the moment. My daughter, and so it makes me emotional every time I talk about it. My daughter's just survived cancer. She had stage 4 tumors removed from her brain 2 years ago. They gave her 2 to 8 months to live, you know. At that time, she had a 4-year-old child. That's why I left Auckland to come up here to help the family. But without those operations, she would have died within a few months, you know. So I'm not against Western medicine at all. It helps save our lives. But now she's also looking at other things, eating healthily, and doing a lot of other things as well, you know. So, the two work hand in hand, you know. And if we can just get to realize that we can have all the Western medicine and do what needs to be done, but there are other ways of looking at how we can move forward with alternative medicines, other therapies, cranial sacral. There's just so many of them. You're just so blessed to have all these modalities and these amazing, amazing people that have gifts that can connect to different things. We're all different. You know, what I do in my healing, I mean, I've done Reiki, which is one of the most common practices.
For our listeners that don't know what Reiki is, can you explain? So I've had Reiki done to me, and in my experience, so just so people can picture it, you go in, it looks like you're going to lie on, let's say, a massage table. You lie there. I'm pretty sure it's on your back. I can't remember. And then it's a hands-off experience. So it's not hands-on. It's not a massage. And there's energetic healing that takes place. And I'll hand it over to you, Greg, to elaborate.
Yeah, so Reiki originally originated with a guy in Japan who was taking that chi, which is Japanese for energy, so the energy in the body. And it was Reiki was done originally in Japan from their traditional stuff and then became kind of westernized and become a common thing. So it's an energy healing where you say without touching a person. So I do healings all over the world. I do healings from here in Kerikeri mm-hmm. in Canada. Mm-hmm. 10,000 or 20 in England, 20,000 kilometers from here. And that energy, chi, as they call it, travels instantaneously. It's kind of like a cell phone. When you make the call and you pick up that, it's an instantaneous connection of that energy. So it's really just a flow of energy from my hands, generally from the palm of my hands. But it's kind of, in a sense, it's connecting to God or to spirit or whatever and allowing that. There's nothing great about me. It can't happen without me because I'm in the third dimensional realm living with you, if I'm doing healing for you as example. So I'm in the third dimensional realm on this earth. So let's use the word spirit, which isn't an easy word to use. Spirit works through me. If I'm not here, that can't happen. So I'm the conduit. So it needs to come through me, but I'm not the genius. I'm just the person that's allowing that energy that I don't even understand myself. I can't understand how I can run my hands over someone, stop on a spot, and say to them, listen, there's something going on here. You need to go and see the doctor. There's something wrong here. And they go to the doctor, and the doctor does a scan or whatever and says, you've got cancer. I can't explain how that works. I don't know the quantum physics of how that works. I just know that it's an energetic higher spirit that works through me and anybody who's doing healing. So it doesn't, you don't need to be there. And that energy, often you'll feel it. You'll feel the warmth yourself. If I put my hand on your shoulder where you've hurt yourself, you'll feel the warmth. And you can be in Germany, you'll feel that warmth. So it's an energy that travels. I say the quantum physics of it can probably be explained. I'm just not a quantum physicist.
Yes, and as mentioned before, some of my audience members will be absolutely on board. Other people will be moderately open to it. Other people will be super skeptical. And I just invite people to be open to what is possible. Let's talk about the topic of healing from the heart. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so healing from the heart, because I think the heart is kind of where our soul sits. You know, if we're healing from our mind, which a lot of Western medicine, a doctor generally, they've got information in their mind and their brain, and they look at a patient, they diagnose, and they use their mind to diagnose and figure out what they think they need to do. So when I do my healings, I step out of my mind completely, and I just go into my heart. I don't try and figure things out. I don't try and understand what's happening. I just give the information and do the healing that comes to that person. So for me, I really heal from my heart. I close my mind. So I close that door in my mind and I open my heart and I heal from my heart. I try and get out of my head because the head will bring in things, experiences of mine, something that comes in. And I really heal from the heart. And when I say the healing from the heart, there's two sides to that. One is, as I say, that I'm healing from my heart and I genuinely want to heal everybody. I'd like to heal the whole planet if I can. And I've had people that come to me, and I don't know them at all. It's the first time I've met them. But genuinely from my heart, I have a love and a desire in my heart to help heal that person, irrespective. It doesn't matter what race they are, what color they are, where they come from, whatever. I have a genuine love in my heart to help and heal people. So that's the one side of it. The other side is kind of the empathy. I'm an empath as well, which is a young boy growing up as a young man was quite difficult because I can get emotional quite easily. I can get hurt really easily. When I see people being hurt or animals being hurt, it really hurts me. You know, I've learned to not take it so personally myself. I'm still an empath. I still have empathy for things, but I don't take on the pain myself, which I've done a lot in the past. So I really heal from my heart and that I heal from an empathy of wanting to, if I see someone suffering, I really want to heal them from my heart. It's an unconditional love for all of humanity and animals. And that's easy to say from our hearts, but of course the head tends to get in the way. So I'm not saying that I'm a saint or anything at all. I'm just a normal human being and have my faults and what have you. But I genuinely feel that I want to help heal people from my heart, from love, you know.
Can people heal themselves by tapping into their own heart? Is that something that we can learn to do?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because we are probably the two people that are really difficult to heal. Or like family members often, you know, because you're just too close to them, like your partner or whatever, you'd find, not saying you can't heal them, but there's just that there's a close connection, and it's, I'm not saying it can't be done. You know, I do healings for my partner, and she certainly feels the energy and everything, but people close to you can be difficult, and you can do healing for yourself, but often our minds get in the way. So part of our Reiki training is we do 21 days of self-healing. Mm-hmm. And at that time, eight, nine years ago when I did the course, had a problem, and I did 21 days of that during the course of self-healing. And by the end of that 21 days, that problem that I had gone away completely. So I'd actually healed myself. So yes, we can heal ourselves. But of course, our minds are our biggest enemy, you know. So often we think, oh, I can't do that, you know. So yes, we certainly can heal ourselves, and I mean, I've done it myself. But we often are our own worst enemy.
When you talk about the mind, it makes me think that we, you know, we'd automatically go into our filing cabinet of information and experiences and, like you said, try to figure it out or remember all the stories that are wrapped around it. And I guess all that just gets in the way of the healing, maybe.
Yeah. What I found in the beginning when I started doing healings, I used to see a lot of stuff. Things of the past in a person's life in particular that I couldn't possibly know. Person I've never met before, and I tell them, when you're a kid, 5 years old, this happened to you, I see this happen, say, how do you know this? I've got absolutely no idea. I'm getting guidance from a higher source. And I know that's hard for people to understand. And as I've got further down this track now for 7, 8 years of doing it, I don't see that stuff anymore. And I said to my guide, which is kind of like a guardian angel, whatever you want to call them, why am I not seeing that anymore? And he said to me, because you don't need to. You now know, I have the confidence to know that I'm able to help people. I'm not saying I can help anybody, but if I do 100 people and I help one person, then I'm blessed, you know, and that person's blessed. Sorry, I just lost my track of thought completely.
Well, no, I'm going to jump in because a real life example, when you and I met at the festival, I remember, and you and I was, you got me to stand up, and then you said that something along the lines of, I feel like you're being, I think the word was pushed back. You feel there's something is pushing you back. There's something, because I've got the back problems, but you were like, there's something pushing you back. And I was like, yeah, I said, I feel like I've been held back or being constrained. Yeah, it's just, it is fascinating what other people, when they have the gifts or the abilities, I think, what other people can pick up and the impact that has, which is an emotional feeling, but the impact that has on the physical body. Can you talk to me about the impact of emotions and the way it presents physically?
Yeah, so my point that I was getting to just now is that I don't worry so much anymore about whether I'm picking stuff up or not. I know I'm helping people. Mm-hmm. So the same way with you, I know that I picked up something. You will know what that is. And I don't need to get right down into it and find out exactly what's in your mind and kind of pick you until I find out what's going on. I've given you the message yourself, and you know, that's correct. And you can start to work on that a lot yourself. So emotion is the biggest part of our discomfort and our disease and all sorts of things is emotion. So emotion for me is also the greatest healer, because I'm a very emotional person. So I heal from I emotionally want, if I see a child that's hurt, my emotions want me to help that child. You know, so emotions are a very strong healing tool for us, you know. But a lot of discomfort in that, and people, and I'll find, and I've got someone coming to see me today has a sore shoulder, and she's had it for a long time. So often if you've fallen and you've broken a bone in your collarbone in your shoulder, you're going to need to get a plate put in, whatever, let it heal. That's a physical damage that you've had. Yeah. But often those things then end up dragging on for a year and 2 and 3 years. And that's often attached to an emotion that's either from the trauma, and let's say it was a car accident, and in that car accident, a loved one perhaps got injured or passed away. You are still carrying that emotional trauma in your shoulder. Mm. And it creates that discomfort. It's an emotion, but it's sitting as an energy in your shoulder. And I can release that, either come up with that and say, okay, I see that this is what's happened. And let's release that energy from you. And I don't need to talk through it like a psychiatrist would, or it's just knowing that there's an energetic block there. And I'm just blessed to be able to connect into spirit and allow spirit, our guides, angels, whatever, to release that energetic block out of that person without going through any other process. And I've had just amazing results. You know, people can't lift their arms above a certain, you know, sort of 90 degrees, and at the end they're lifting their arm above the head. I mean, I can't explain that, and that tension's just gone. So emotion is a very big part of healing, and it's a very big part of illness as well, you know. Mm.
When you talk about releasing, do some people or most people cry, or does it not always present like that?
Not necessarily. You know, some people will be completely lying down, quiet, relaxed, almost sleeping, and their tears will come up and just come through. I don't get a lot of that anymore. Used to have a lot of that kind of emotional healing in the beginning. Mm. But for myself, I've also learned that it's just about helping that person. And for us, sometimes we feel like we need to go through a process of crying, letting it out. And that's okay. So that does happen, where that emotion may come up. And that's okay. You just release it, and then afterwards you'll feel great. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that. I think what we're finding in this world of ours at the moment is things are changing so quickly. You know, from the last 3 or 4 years, things are really starting to ramp up and change quickly. And that's all around the world, and energetically as well. For me, I'm able to release things a lot easier and quicker. I feel like the energy is growing as well. You know, it's different.
Are you talking about as a society? So we've got individual people and things are coming up and they're releasing them, and they're also seeking healing possibly more than before. But in terms as humanity or society as well, are you talking about, you know, the energy is shifting and we are as a society releasing more?
Yeah, I think as a society, yes. Definitely in the spiritual people that I deal with, they all say things really seem to be speeding up. You know, and they're releasing things a lot quicker themselves. So a lot of people may not notice things themselves, but after 3 or 6 months, they'll realize I'm in a different space. Mm. So those of us that are spiritually connected, we can definitely feel that energy shifting quickly. But I think it's all around the world that this energy is becoming a lot more vibrant. It's probably a good word to explain it. You know, and some people can feel it. Others don't. It doesn't mean that they're not getting an effect from it either way, you know?
In a minute, I'd love to ask you about psychic surgery and what that means. But before I do, I have got a question around, you talked about you being an empath, and I know some people, everyone has empathy to some degree, and some people I think are more empathic than others. Do you find that some people who come for healing are more sensitive to others, meaning they will see results or really feel the impact or release sooner, whereas other people, it just takes longer. Maybe they're not as sensitive or their emotions aren't quite as readily available. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a slightly difficult one for me to answer because a lot of people that I do healing for are very spiritual. Mm. It's kind of like we all have a calling, whatever it might be. For me, my calling seems to be to work with spiritual people.
Yeah.
Most people that come to me are very spiritually aware. And I'll do a healing on them, and I'll say to them, if you feel anything shifting or whatever, let me know. And a lot of people are as spiritual as I am, or open to that kind of stuff. And they'll feel things moving in their body, different parts of the body. And they'll say to me, I can feel it here. And I say, well, in my stomach, as an example, I can feel something moving there. And so I'll open your eyes and you see my hands actually above your stomach. Mm-hmm. And it might be 6 or 8 inches above the stomach, but my hands are there and they feel that there's something shifting inside there. So a lot of people that come to me do sense and feel shifts and change and are either empaths or emotional. But some people can come I've worked with a lot of people that are skeptics. Like the wife says, hang on, man, you need to go and see this guy. You know, and this guy's like,
a classic scenario, the wife suggesting the husband
go. See this guy holding his hands over my... And at the end of that session, their pain's gone completely. And you can see that look on their face. It's like they look at you and say, I don't know what you've done. I mean, you haven't touched me at all. Or it's been in a distance of, you know, a couple of thousand kilometers.
Yeah.
And my pain in my knee is gone completely. So, it's people that feel it, they definitely feel stuff shifting. But people that are not open to it at all, I've done healing with people that I say are completely, well, this is just crazy. And I've had amazing results from them. So anybody can get relief from pain or whatever.
All right. Well, we're going to take the question next level because I would love to ask you, what do you mean by psychic surgeon and what types of things can you help people with that?
Yeah, this is also a very contentious issue. But in the East, there's a lot of countries that psychic surgery is actually very common. It's been around for a very long time. So psychic surgery, and it's in Reiki and a lot of other modalities, is kind of where I connect, and I use the knee as an example because I just spoke about that just now. You've got pain in your knee. So I'll then close my eyes, connect to that knee, and I will sense that there's something inside your knee, at the back of your knee, in deep inside your knee, not on the outside of the skin or whatever. And I'll do in my mind what I call psychicure. And this is a very hard one to explain. And people will think that this guy's a complete nutcase. And I get that. So 10 years ago, I would have been rolling on the floor laughing myself. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. But we need to be open-minded, you know. I've had to be open-minded to allow this healing to come through me. But I'll then go into my mind, and not as a surgeon would, and know exactly where every ligament is and every part of it and whatever, and say, I'm going to take this ligament that I can see is slightly pulled here, and I'm going to do this. No, I just go into my mind inside to that part of the knee and into there, and I just in my mind do what's called psychic surgery. It's just as a psychic who's connecting to a higher spiritual realm is sending an energy into that body and creating a change. Now, I can release that pain from the person completely. They may go back for a scan and their thing may still be the same. So I'm not saying that I go in and take that ligament and move it and put it and realign it or whatever. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying that somehow or other, I'm releasing that pain and tension, whatever's sitting there. So psychic surgery, and there's all sorts of different ways of doing it. I've spoken about the knee. Stomach is one that I work on quite a lot, you know, where you'll go inside the stomach. And I've had people literally shoot their eyes up and say, man, it feels like your hands are inside my stomach. So that energy is somehow just going into that person's stomach and creating a shift of energy in the bladder or wherever it may be. And healing whatever needs to be healed. So I know it's a really crazy concept, but it's been around for a very long time in a lot of Eastern countries. People go there specifically for psychic surgery, and it's something that I do a lot of. I cannot explain the science or the quantum physics of it at all. I just know that I'm able to help people, and that's all that really matters for me. You know? People can laugh.
So with that one as well, you're doing it distance as well as in person. Yeah. So you can do that. Okay. When we're talking about distance, are we on Zoom or do you look at a photo of them or how does that work?
Different ways of doing it. So generally it would be on Zoom. If a person's wanting healing themselves, it would be on Zoom. I've had people in America as an example where a lady that I've done a lot of healings for there in Denver and Colorado, her brother-in-law was unwell, but of course he's not open to that stuff at all. So okay. She just sent me a picture of him, his name. He had no knowledge of the healing at all. And I just connect to him. So for me, I'm connecting to his spiritual higher self and saying, look, if you want me to help you, I'm able to connect to you and help you. If someone doesn't want help, whatever, you know, I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
But I, in a sense, connect to their spiritual, and I spoke about the heart. So for me, the heart's kind of where your soul sits. So I connect to their soul. It's like, I'm going to help you. And I've done a healing for that person. They've had a call like a week later and said, man, you won't believe it. That problem's disappeared completely. So it can be like that where a person doesn't know about it. I've had people where their children have been suicidal and mothers found me and said, my son's just attempted to take his life. Can you help me? He's not open to it. Mm. I've done a healing for that person without them knowing, because from my heart, if someone got hold of me and said, look, one of my children are trying to kill themselves, I would want to help that person.
Yeah.
So, and I've done that healing and that person has changed.
Yeah. And I'm actually really glad you mentioned that, because I wouldn't have thought of that as something that you could help with. but it is such, sadly, it is such a need, especially in New Zealand. But so that I'm really happy that you mentioned that, because a lot of people are just on wait lists for mental health, you know, support, and things are getting really dire. So for them to know they've got other options is really amazing. We would love to hear from you. If you're listening, what is resonating for you? Some people might be skeptical. You can send us a message. Other people might have similar stories where you've gone to see a healer and you've seen results yourself. You can send us a text, 2057. You can send us an email, inbox@realitycheck.radio. Craig, I would love to ask you the up your brave question, which is, if you were to truly up your brave in 2024, maybe you have done already, what would you do?
Well, what I have done in the past few years, and I've got one for 2024, but for the past few years, I've had complete faith. And I don't mean that in a religious context. I have complete and absolute faith, and I trust that everything, everywhere that I am, everything that happens to me, including the bad stuff, as I say, you know, when you get a phone call telling your daughter's been, child's been rushed off to hospital and could pass at any time. I mean, that's trauma. So, you know, we all go through these traumas. But I have complete and absolute faith that everything is as it's meant to be, and that whatever I'm doing, even my mistakes, the things that I'm getting wrong, I'm willing to learn all the time. So I've really, in the last few years, had complete faith. No matter what goes wrong, I trust that's what's meant to be. I either need to learn something or I need to do something. But so I've sort of got to that point, which has really changed my life completely, because I don't stress about anything at all. Now, I've had a time previously where I had three businesses of mine, one of them doing 2 million rand a month turnover, you know, a factory with 60 people working for me. I know what stress is.
Yeah.
And I can go to sleep. And I don't worry about anything at the moment. And obviously there are some things that worry me, but I've really learned to have faith. And the other thing that I'm going to do now is to learn to just be. And so for 2024, I'm just going to be. I'm not going to try and figure everything out. I have the faith now. I'm trusting the process. And now I just need to just be and allow things to come to me, like me meeting you, whatever. It's just, that just came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting that. It ended up, I was doing a presentation myself there. We ended up bumping into each other, chatting, trusting that that's meant to be. So for my upper brave for now is to just be, just allow things to be, whether I'm good or bad, just allow them to be.
I'm really honoring that, because, and it's so interesting when I do ask this question, the responses come back in all shapes and sizes. And a lot of people think upping your brave is doing some monumental thing. And it's not, I mean, it could be, but it's different things for different people. And to just be in our lives, especially when we're bombarded constantly with messages of you can do anything and you can do it all. it's a real achievement to be able to just be.
Yeah. Yeah. That certainly is. Yeah.
Well, that is inspiring for me as well. What is coming up for you in the next, you know, six months or so? And also, how can people reach out and connect with you?
Okay, well, I've just been down at Waiheke, and I go down there quite regularly, so I've just been down there. But what I'd like to say is, I do a lot of group healings. Mm-hmm. I've done up to, at a festival, like 80 people at a time under a tent and do like a group healing, and a lot of people had results. I've done online healings with 70, 80 people and gone through a few people at a time in a very short space of time, a minute maximum on each person, and helped. So if anyone has like a retreat or somewhere has a healing space of some sort, and they'd like me to come and do either group healings or that kind of thing, my dream is to be able to travel around the world and heal thousands of people at a time. That's my dream, to be able to go around the world and heal 1,000 and 10,000 people at a time. And that's not an arrogance from me. It's just, If I could do that, I know that I can heal 10,000 people at a time, because it's not me. It's kind of like the internet, like we're working on now. I'm just connecting to Spirit, and Spirit can go out to two people or 2,000 people or 200,000 people, you know, like the web that we've created. This energy is the same. It can go out to many people. So my dream is to travel around the world and have healing things where I can heal thousands of people at a time. So anyone that has any of those kind of facilities where they'd like to have a group healing, meditations, whatever, that would certainly
any help. Certain countries that you're feeling drawn to?
America, my main guide is a Native American, and I've always been drawn to the Native American. So
yes.
I'd like to go to America. I have a brother that lives in America. I have a brother that lives in Canada, so I'd like to go there sometime. Australia, I'm very strongly connected to the Aboriginal people as well, Australia. So kind of America, Australia, and Canada at this time are the ones that I'm thinking of, you know.
I'm feeling like that time will come when people are not only ready for it, but needing it. And in that mass healing environment, it can be, the impact will just be massive.
Yeah.
Where can people connect with you? What kind of websites or social medias can we find you on?
Yeah, so I have a website. It's Craig Lyle Healer, .com. That's CraigLyleHealer.com. And you'll see a lot of my reviews on there. I'm very blessed. I have Facebook as well, and I only have 5-star reviews on Facebook. But I have some beautiful and amazing reviews on my website as well. And then you can contact me on my mobile, which is 0279-HEALER or 0279-432-537.
We will put those details on the replay page, everybody. So if you want to go and look there in the show notes, but also what people sometimes do is they just text and they ask if we can email them through, and we can do that too. But I'll just spell it for you. Craig Lyle, CraigLyle, healer, so that people know how to spell it, .com. That is amazing. Now, I know, so you do the group healing. This might be a bit presumptuous, but can you give us an example of what a healing would feel like? Like, can you do that on the air?
Yeah, I can actually. You know, when we had this lockdown with the COVID, I was kind of doing some healings. And then, of course, we were locked down. We couldn't go anywhere. Mm. And I got this online, in Australia, they had this thing online where they were doing healings and that. And my guide said, you need to connect to that. So I went, booked a slot, got on, and I had like 70, 80 people come on. I said to my guide, how can I possibly do that? You know, healing's normally half an hour to an hour. He said, well, you're the only one that needs time. You know, we can do a healing in a split second. We don't need time. You're the only one that needs time. So COVID, in a sense, actually taught me that the time is in my mind. That's why I said I heal from my heart. Mm-hmm. So what I'd like to do while we're sitting here, and it doesn't matter how many people are listening now and maybe people listening later, is I'm just going to connect to everybody that's there, and I'm just going to run over the body, and anybody that has anything will just trust that this energy will go and connect to whoever needs healing anywhere in the body. So I'm just going to run over the body just in a minute and run through, and some people may feel relief, and if we help one or two people, then we're blessed. So just look at the head. If you have a headache, any pressure on your head, I'm just going to send energy to you there. And it doesn't matter if there's one of you or 10 of you or 100 of you, the energy goes like the internet. It goes from spirit through to all of you. So anything in your head that's troubling you, eyesight, just to clear that up, it's any pain in the eyes, whatever, into your mouth, teeth, jaw, down your neck, any discomfort in your neck, someone with discomfort in the neck, we'll just release that into the shoulders. Just release any tension from there, down the arms, anything in the elbows, into the wrists. Release anything out of the fingers from there, just down the back, anything down your spine. Anyone with back pain, just down to the base of the spine, going to release that out the side. We'll come to the front, just go to the front of the shoulders, down the chest to the heart. And I'll just spend a little bit of time there, just a few seconds in the heart, because we all need healing in our hearts. And just meeting there, down into the stomach, kidneys, liver, the organs in the stomach, just release that down to the base chakra, down into the legs, the front, down the front into the knees. Anything in the knees, just release any tension or pain from there, down the legs into the feet, any sore ankles, we're going to release from there, back of the legs, down there, and just release any tension up the toes and whatever. Okay, so that's just a minute. I've just sent energy. If anyone had any results of any sort, just felt something released, if they can send in an email, that would be great. If I've helped in some way, then I'm blessed and honored.
Yay. And would they expect to feel something? I know I actually felt really warm and tingly in my, not just my feet, my calf muscles, like right up to my knees. And I'm sitting on a chair. And it, like that whole time, it was actually quite warm and tingly in my legs. Would they expect to feel something straight away? Or is it something that maybe over the next few days they'll notice something?
Generally, it could be instantaneous, just that minute, like you felt something tingling mm-hmm. in you. So something needed to release from your feet. And that's comprehensive. If anyone else has felt anything, any tingling anywhere, it'll be instantaneous. And if you've had to release, it'll just release. So whatever needed to release out of your feet and legs, it's just gone. And if anyone else, it should go away straight away.
Okay, if you notice anything instantaneously, please let us know. And the way to do that is to send a text, 2057 on the text, or email inbox at realitycheck.radio, or you can just look me up, Up Your Brave, on Instagram or Facebook. You can send me a private message, whatever is easy. Amazing, Craig. Thank you so much for doing that spontaneously and also for sharing some insight today that a lot of people would not have heard of Reiki or of psychic surgery and just the concept, really, of healing from the heart. Is there anything else you want to add? Or actually, I know your daughter, who you mentioned, has a shop and she does some things online. Do you want to do a little shout out for her?
Yeah, as I say, you know, it was quite a difficult time for the last couple of years, not quite knowing where my daughter was going to end up. And she's just such an amazingly strong and beautiful person. And she has genetically has these psychic abilities in her as well. She's had them from a very small child. Mm-hmm. She's seen things and told us things and that come about. So it's come through her line as well, but also just a beautiful, kind soul. Both my girls are, but she's got through this cancer struggle. She's still there, but you know, she's got through it, and we trust that she'll just keep going. But this next month, she's has a company in Kerikeri here called Northland Pet Food, and they distribute pet food throughout the country, mostly in Kerikeri, but North Island and South Island. And they're running in this next month a natural healing kind of thing on their website. So I'll probably be doing consultations for dogs and cats and whatever as well. So they're running a natural healing month. I think it's next month on their website, which is northlandpetfood.co.nz. So yeah, I'll be working with that a bit as well there.
Because you help her out in the shop as well, don't you? Like a good dad.
Yes. Well, I say, you know, she had this cancer, which obviously she couldn't run the business at all. You know, she was in hospital for a long time and whatever. So I just came up and helped her run the business. And it's been a real blessing. Yeah.
Craig, I want to make sure I wrote that down correctly. Northland, like northlandpetfood.co.nz?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Great. I love it. And I love the fact that both you and your daughter help with the pets, with the animals. So you help heal pets and horses as well as people, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the song you've chosen and why.
It was a difficult one with the song because I think you know Jada May that was at...
Yes.
At the festival. And she has some beautiful, beautiful songs, and I had thought of using one of her songs. But there's a song by Ed Sheeran, Supermarket Flowers, that every time I hear it just brings me to tears. You know, I'm very blessed. I was ADD, ADHD, dyslexic, OCD, didn't fit in. I had the spiritual thing about me, and I've never really fitted in with the normal crowd as such. And I'm from a family of six, and my mom has just been the most beautiful, beautiful soul that I'm blessed to have, you know. And she's always been there for me, you know. I guess I'm a little bit different in a way, and these kind of things, a lot of people think, well, you're really different. And my mom is just the most beautiful, kindest person that I know. And every time I hear that song, she's still alive. But it just brings me to tears of just joy and love. And it just shows you how much a parent or anyone that's guiding someone can make a difference, you know, because when I stepped into this, a lot of people thought I'm crazy. You know, my mom is just supported me all the way through, and she just loves all the stories that I come with and whatever. She just loves them and just so happy for me that I'm using my gift, you know. My mom's a very, very special person, and so every time I listen to the song, it just brings me to tears, kind of in a sense of just from a love from my mom, who's a really beautiful soul, you know.
Well, we will be playing that song coming up, dedicating it to your mom, who is alive and well, and yeah, happy to play that song for her. And by the way, in case you didn't get the memo, quirky is the new cool.
Okay.
So don't worry about being different. It's all good.
Yeah, okay.
Craig, is there anything else you want to share with our audience before we wrap things up?
Yeah, what I just want to say is, you know, one of the other things that I'm blessed with is with prophecy. And I had a number of prophecies when I came to New Zealand. And I know we find this world of ours really troublesome at the moment. But all the prophecies that I'm seeing and come from a number of, Maori cultures, Hopi Native Americans, all of the light is coming. Nothing can stop it. What we need to do is just work from our hearts. You know, some people will need to get up and fight the good fight. But if we just connect to our hearts and our souls and to that higher side of us that I'm connecting to when I'm doing healing, and it's not something we need to do. If we just connect with our hearts to our higher selves, we will send out that frequency and vibration that I'm able to connect with and send out and change the world without necessarily doing a single thing. Obviously, we do need to do stuff. But if we have unconditional love from our hearts, the light's coming. Nothing can stop it. I know it looks like we're in a world war, nuclear war. The light's coming. Just know that in your heart. I've seen that prophecy. By 2030, I think we would have had a shift in the light. You know, so it'll take a long time to change the world, but we're heading to light and nothing can stop it. So all this doom stuff that we see around us, just know from your heart. Send out love. The best way we can heal all these situations is by just sending out love from our hearts, and we'll change it over time, you know.
Such a timely reminder. Thank you so much, Craig. And we are sending love. I'm sending love to all of you listeners. Thank you so much. And it's such a good reminder, Craig, because I'm such a doer. I'm going to do something, I'm going to say something. It's such a good reminder to just be, but to be projecting and sending out love. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, well, thank you, man. It's just I'm so blessed to be able to share this with you guys, you know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.